الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا. This surah, Surah An-Nisa, which discusses matters with regard to women folk and the family matters. The first ayat, by way of introduction, told us that we should have the fear of Allah with regard to the rights of the woman, etc. And how Allah Ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salam, and from him Hawa alayhi salam, and from them how Allah Ta'ala has brought mankind spread out in the whole world. And we must keep in mind our family ties that we have. And then now into the details of it starts various aspects of this family life, of life at home. One of the important aspects which first is discussed is that the rights of the orphan. An orphan is usually a child that is not yet baligh, and he has lost his father. That is a orphan. The father has passed away. The child is still a little child, so he doesn't know all his father's matters, etc. Then there are the people who are in charge of the estate and the inheritance. Many times, and unfortunately right till today, in very good families, pious families, the children are not given their share of the estate. And in many cases, they don't even know, because they were small. They didn't know what the father had left for them. And whether it is the uncles or whether it is anyone else, the big brothers, whoever, they keep it a secret. And anyone who knows and tries and make it known, they call him a troublemaker. That he is now informing those orphans that your father had left a big share for you, etc. And now the children, when they have grown up, they want to claim it. So they call those people troublemakers, whereas they are the ones who want to sort out things correctly. So the rights of the orphan Allah speaks about, وَآتُ الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ or de dalo yatimuku unka maal, and give the orphans their inheritance, their share. That is, when they come of age and now they are physically matured, mentally also they know about money matters, then don't withhold that matter, their money. Don't make excuses that they are still small, they squander the money, etc. They don't know how to use it. It is their share and it must be given to them. وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ اور بدلنا دو پورے مال کو اچھے مال سے. And don't change the good wealth for evil wealth. That is what the parents had left. For example, there were some properties. Now the property that has got value, which is in the orphan share, then we exchange it for another property that hasn't got value, or we exchange it like that, or anything else. The father perhaps left one or two motor cars and good cars, and now we take those cars in our wealth and we put our cheaper cars in place of theirs for the children. So don't do wrong to the children, to the orphans in that way. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ اور نہ کھاؤ ان کے مال اپنے مالوں کے ساتھ. And don't devour, eat up their wealth with your wealth. That is, you use their wealth, and though this is permissible basically, and you invest it in a property with yours also. But then, now the profits that are coming, the returns that are coming, you are not giving them their share. You are not putting it in their share. You are keeping it all for yourself. You use their capital, but now you don't give them the returns, the profits that have been made. You establish a business, you use their money also in that business. Now they must get their share from there, but now you don't give them their share. So all this type of illegal practices according to Sharia, the Quran warns against that. There was a certain orphan in Makkah Sharif, and he became an orphan. His father passed away. His uncle was in charge of all his matters. And when the boy grew up, he asked his uncle for his share. The uncle refused to give it. So the boy went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and complained about it. At that time, this ayat was revealed, that give the orphans the share as they are supposed to receive it. When the person found out that this ayat was revealed with regard to him, he said that I brought iman on Allah and His Rasul. I obey Allah and His Rasul. I can't do this wrong. And then immediately he gave over the share to the orphan. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا يَهِ بَرَى وَبَالٍ. This is a very great sin, and the effect of that sin is going to boomerang and hit hard against you. If you don't give them the share, you are using up, devouring their wealth, and then remember, this will be very harmful for you in this life also. In the akhirat, of course, the terrible consequences of eating haram wealth, that will be very, very severe on the day of Qiyamah also, and then in Jahannam also. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has warned us that with regard to the orphans, treat them well. Look after them well. The orphan has been given a very special stage in Islam. And especially if it is young girls, small girls, the father has become, has passed away, and there's outwardly no one to look after them. They have got great value in the eyes of Allah, and whoever will look after them, and especially the family people, there are very great rewards for them. So in Islam, there is no orphanage that should be made anywhere. Every Muslim house must be an orphanage. We should look after orphans. And if it's family orphans, even more. Otherwise, even other orphans, great, great rewards are mentioned for those people who will look after the orphans and bring them up properly. And most important, whatever their share was, what they have inherited, that look, give it to them as soon as they are of age and they can manage the matters, hand it over to them. And as mentioned, unfortunately, this practice of jahiliyyah, of ignorance, of not giving the orphans their share, is still very prevalent amongst us, and not only amongst us, but amongst those who are regarded as pious and righteous. They also, they may be going for Hajj Umrah every year, they may be doing works of charity, but they are devouring the wealth of the orphan. And this is a very serious matter. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do the right things with regard to the orphans, and not to devour their wealth, not to ill-treat them, to look after them well. And this is also that if the parents are righteous and pious, then Allah Ta'ala looks after those orphans. As it comes in Surah Kahf, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. The parents were righteous and pious, those small two orphan children, Allah had looked after their wealth. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to make his tahajjud and he thinks of his children, then he should engage himself more in tahajjud, more in dua, and then he should say, this is for the bright future of my children. The more pious the parents become, the brighter the future for the children. The more they are looked after. So we should, the real way of securing the future of our children is not with university degrees, is not what we leave in inheritance for them, but it is our piety. If we are righteous and pious, Allah looks after those children. And if we break the laws of Allah, then those children turn out to be in a wrong direction completely. Allah give us the proper understanding of deen and to practice on deen.